24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Another edition of Bashani Magazine. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator, and you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or at our private community at BennyOnDemand.com. Just like every month, we have extraordinary entrepreneurs who are doing their thing and making it happen. Today we have Mr. Roderick Kelly Jr., known to the world as Tank Kelly, was born in Brooklyn, New York. As a child growing up, he developed a passion for theatrics and acting, along with a strong desire to perform, whether it be on stage, film, or television. He began pursuing his dream in 1999, attending various auditions and enrolled in acting classes to further hone his skills. With his humble approach, Tank has embraced becoming a student of the industry, whereas his past experiences have enabled him to learn from notable professionals, which he has become, along with supreme mastery of his craft. Tank is virtually capable of portraying any role or character that he studies, thus making his acting range phenomenal, versatile. In 2015, professionally spawned by his work ethics, he would come to discover another passion and talent within the realm of editing and post-production. Presently, he experienced success in the editing actorials, TV pilots, and film shorts. In business, Tank believes there are those who will sit in content and those who have to ascend. A true statement that reflects his mindset achieving success. Whether he's been featured on a role, principal leading in his ability as an actor, he will continue to rise for many years to come. Mr. Tank Kelly, thank you for being on Bashani Magazine. How you doing, brother?
It's a pleasure. I'm doing great. How about yourself, Mr. Randall?
I'm blessed and highly favored. So let's get right into this. We want to talk about the business of acting, and so get my audience a little insight of how did you get into the acting business?
Okay, no problem. Well, it was everything began in 1999, but I started being interested in acting like in the year of, 93, 94. That's when I really developed a hunger and passion for it. You know, I saw various movies back then like Juice, Strat, Boys in the Hood, New Jack City, and those type of movies back then. And, you know, in the early 90s, there was a lot of urban hip-hop movies coming out. And And I was watching the movies, it's like, wow, you know, it seems that, I said, they like, they're having fun doing it. And ever since then, boom, it was with me. I thought it was my phase or something like that. Like it stuck with me, and I found myself going for it. I mean, going for it from that point on to now. And it's been a heck of a journey, man. It's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. But the business is not easy. It's something that you got to love and you got to have passion for. It's something that's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's not. You have to love it. You have to love it.
Very, very powerful. Now, let me ask you this now. What are some of the misconceptions that new actors coming into the business, you know, because a lot of people think that, you know, especially in this digital age, that, you know, you can put up a YouTube video and then the biggest directors or something going to call you and then you're going to be famous just like that. What are some of the misconceptions that new actors need to know?
Okay, first of all, like I just said, you got to love it and you got to have a passion for it, and you have to understand the business aspect of it. It takes much more than just putting a video or a headshot. It takes much, much more. Like they say, it takes like 15 years, it's overnight success in the business. So that right there in itself says a lot. And now with the new up and coming actors, like I said, they gotta put the work in. It takes much, much, much more than just putting a video or a headshot up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So let me ask you, what have you learned on set that has changed your mindset about being that actor? And what does it take to actually bring a character to life?
Well, from my experiences, you got to have, number one, you have to have patience. You have to have patience. You cannot rush anything, you know. Like, as us, we like, you know, we like our food cooked. We can't have a rush meal.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a rush meal, it's not going to taste good. So when you take your time and cook your meal right, it's going to come out right. So now going back to acting, you got it. You can't rush it. Then when it comes to, like, the characters, you always got to have some kind of, when you're doing the character, you always got to have some kind of relation with the character, mm-hmm. to bring out the character to the best of your ability. You know, and
so let me ask you this: it's just,
sure.
You know, it's just me, you, and about 2 million listeners right now. So
right.
I just want you to just open up right now and just let me know, what is your process before you begin a project? What is your process? How do you prepare for a project?
Well, usually when I get the project, I get, you know, I have an acting coach. I go over the scene. Even though I have to follow the script, you always have to follow the script word for word, but then you got to do the script in your own way, because you don't want to seem like you're acting it. You got to, like I said, you got to bring it to life as much as possible. So whatever script I get, I see if I have some kind of relation to the situation or something like that, and that really helps me bring out my character the best that I can.
Very, very powerful. Now, when you was a child, did you know this is what you wanted to do, or did, as you became an adult, you realized that you had this ability to be on screen and bring characters to life?
That's a great question, because I would say when I was young, like I said, when I was like about 10, I didn't realize, at the time, no. Wanted to be like, you know, the typical cop or, you know, firefighter, stuff like that, you know, but like I said, when I was maybe about 20. I say like about 20 years old. That's when I realized that I wanted to act. And it's not, you know, for the famous part, but the craft, man, to take a script and, you know, and to be filmed and you know, the camera's on you while you're doing it, man. It was always amazing to me, man. Always amazing. And another thing that caught my eye too, when I used to walk like in the city, like on like sets. When I was young, I used to be a messenger too. So
mm-hmm.
I used to walk around like in Manhattan. They had sets and stuff, man. I was just mesmerized by it. Like, wow, this is great. But I'm not even talking, like I said, I'm not talking about the famous level, man. But just like the hone, that craft, that skill, man, is phenomenal, man. It's priceless, you know. And it takes hard work and dedication for that too. I'm telling you, it's a process, man, but it's something that you gotta love, you know?
Wow, powerful. Like, I remember watching a video, a documentary or something about Will Smith, and it was just basically saying, like, once he goes into character, he doesn't like people to call him another name. He likes to stay in that character. He wants you to call him by that character name. What is one of your things that keeps you in character, so that you can really evolve? Because the whole concept of acting is basically being able to bring people into this story and into this character. And I've always believed like this, Mr. Kelly, and that is, if you piss people off or you make them love you, either way, you've done your job, because you've created you've created emotions towards that character. If they leave there and don't feel no type of way, I don't think you did your job.
You didn't do your job. No, you didn't do your job. And you always have to add your ingredient to your character. It's like, my thing is, you can't always be straight by the book of the character. Sometimes you gotta get a little. You gotta go on the edge with a little bit and add a little ingredient to it, and to bring it out even more. You know, that's my motto about that too. Mm-hmm. You know.
So what is your thoughts now on a lot of these brand new black directors making these hit movies? Jordan Peele with Us, and Spike Lee with Black Klansman, who was also executive producer by Jordan Peele. And in the interest of full disclosure, this episode of Bashani Magazine is sponsored in part by Us. The movie is out in theaters now, by Jordan Peele. We'll be right back, continuing this powerful conversation with Mr. Tank Kelly right here after a word from our sponsors. We are back. You're listening to Bashani Magazine right here on BashaniRadio.com. We're speaking to Mr. Tank Kelly, actor, editor, and producer in the acting industry. And before we left, Mr. Kelly, I was asking you, what do you think about all these hot, you know, with the Black Panther, and then with Jordan Peele, with all these new hot black directors that are specifically going out to give people of color an opportunity to be in some of these major roles?
Wow, that is, it's priceless, it's phenomenal. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know, because us as a people, like I said, we've been in a, you know, been involved in the film for a long time. It all started with, like, with Sidney Poitier, everybody, Belafonte back then. There's a lot of actors, and till this day now, the door is wide open, you know, for us, you know, to show our talent, man. And it's, oh my God, it's beautiful. And I would love, like I said, I would love to work on any one of them directors, man. You know, it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful thing, you know.
So let me ask you this now. In this digital age, you know, you've started editing and editing people's reels and things like that.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to now play both sides?
Yes, I was like, I want the reel. So, no, a gentleman gave me a price, whatever. But something said, listen, man, you can learn that yourself, man. Figure a way to learn it yourself. And you know, I got the editing material, and, you know, like I said, you can teach yourself these things, man. You can teach yourself. And boom, I found myself doing the editing. And again, that was fun, because on the computer, like, I love being on the computer as well. So, make a long story short, I started editing. I was like, wow. Then I said, wait a minute. Then I could do my own reel. And got a couple of clips on, some of my friends I work with in the business, and boom, there I go, put my reel together. And go right back to your question. It's one thing to be in front of the camera, but to be behind the camera, like in post-production stage, is a beautiful thing, because you're learning both ends of the business too. And let me tell you, acting is one thing, But when you're doing that editing, it's a whole different animal. You're putting the, you know, you're putting the project together,
mm-hmm.
and you like bring it, you bring it to life. I mean, you know, you bring it to life, and that's what really, caught my eye to edit too. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful skill to learn too.
Very, very powerful. So if I ask you, what is in 2019, what is your top three movies?
Wow. My top, I'll say Black Klansman is one, Black Panther, and another one. I know I saw another three. I like Widows.
I'm not familiar with that. Who is that star?
Yeah.
Or who is that director?
Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen was the director. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotta check that out.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. Being an actor, since you are an actor yourself and you are learning the opposite side of the camera, do you go into movie theater with a different eye?
Yes. Oh, yes. As being an actor, okay. Now, say I wasn't an actor. You look at the movie in a whole other perspective. You're like, oh, okay, that was a good story, man. But as an actor, you study every character's movement, dialogue, everything, even down to the eye movement.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's a total different ball game when you go in there as an actor. Yes.
Very, very powerful. Now, what advice can you give to up and coming actors that want to get into the business? What is the one of the best ways to get started?
All right, you always got to first of all find your nice class. You know, find you like a acting class to, you know, get in. Number one, number two, get you some headshots. You know, get some headshots and ask. To have patience and faith, because this is not a walk in the park type of business. It's something that you gotta love, have to have a passion for. And the reason why I say get classes, because an actor is always learning. There's always something to learn as an actor. Always something to learn as an actor, you know? Even if you pick up a script or anything, you know what I'm saying? It's always something to learn. So I always say get a good acting class and get some nice headshots. I'm not talking about headshots like done with a camera phone or like professional shots, because sometimes people, you know, take the headshots from a phone, of a phone, and unless it's a case of emergency,
mm-hmm.
you know, but get you some professional shots and let people know you're about your business.
How important it is for an actor to have an acting coach? Is that important or what?
That is very, very, very important, because that's beautiful that you mentioned that too. It's very important because once you get, sometimes me as an actor, before I got an acting coach, you know, I always take my script, you know, just read the lines and stuff like that. It came out good, but when you get an acting coach, you can break down the scene by scene, line by line, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you get your mental thought. On the lines that you're saying, you know, so that way, when you go into the audition,
that was powerful. Can you repeat that again?
As actors and actresses, we have no control over booking the job, but we have control over booking the room.
Oh, very, very powerful, man. Very, very powerful. So let me ask you something. If you could. If you had the budget or whatever it is, whatever it takes, to make your favorite movie, what would that be?
So you mean if I got the budget to make my favorite movie?
Yeah, meaning like you get the opportunity to write it, direct it, put it out into the world. What would that be?
And I think I like to put like a thriller, drama, and action all in one. That's me. You know, that's me. Yeah. I like to put all that in one, because it can happen. It can get done. It can be done.
Very, very powerful. So, yeah. Since we're in this digital age, you know, how can the people? Well, I think one thing is important. One, people got to have a website. Number two. Huh. People got to have a reel to show what you've done, what you're capable of, you know. But
right.
What's the proper way that you have found out to use social media as an actor to really, one, build up following, number two, you know, because remember, if people are talking about you, that means other people are watching you. And if people are talking about you, that means you're doing something. You know, I've always been taught, if nobody's talking about you, if nobody's hating on you, then you're not doing anything. it is just that simple. You need that. You're not doing anything that's worthy of anybody to take attention. So in a crowded marketplace, how does one use social media to really garner attention?
Well, to use social media, you know, first of all, you got to start being positive. You know, as always, you know, you got to give thanks. And then, you know, as an actor, you know, you can say what you're involved in, what project you've done like that. And once you do that, you know, you engage the audience, and then you'll be able to get a proper following and stuff, you know. Like I said, social media could be used, you know, used against you used against you, and it could be a good ally too. So my thing is always keep it positive. That's all. Keep it positive. Even with your acting reel, you know, you can even put it on social media too. You know, so that which is a beautiful thing.
I often hear when I hear actors talk and everything, you know, they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm an actor or whatever. You act where they acting real, and they'll be like, I ain't got it up yet, whatever. Can you talk to my listeners and tell my listeners, it's just me, you, and about 2 million listeners right now. So, can you tell my listeners how important it is to actually have an actor reel? Because to me, that reminds me back in the days in the music business. Like, you know, you'd be like, I rap or I sing, and then somebody says rap or sing, you say, oh, I'm not prepared. It's like, are you really an actor saying? Because you should be able to do it right then. How important is it for an actor to have an actor reel? And even if they haven't had any big parts, then go create your own parts or monologues to film them.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm going to tell you, first of all, it is very, very important to have an actor's reel because, number one, if somebody asks you, you know, you being an actor, well, show me your work, and you say, well, I don't have it. That just makes you look bad, look amateurish too. And second of all, once you have your reel, you can show the casting director or director what you can do. And now, if you fall into the situation that you don't have a reel, there's so many ways you can create scenes and everything. There's so much ways to create scenes. You can do that. But before you say you're an actor, have a demo reel. Have some kind of demo reel. That's very important.
Now, since the internet has pretty much made the landscape where many can possibly get into it, is there a certain city where acting is a great place to start? Like, you know, back in the days, it'd be like, if you're not in L.A., you can't be an actor. And then it started if you're not in New York. And now it's like if you're not in Miami. But now I'm starting to see people come from all 50 states in some capacity by having access through the internet, by making videos go viral and things like that. What is your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, to me, the place where is that is New York. New York, it has it all. They have a lot of shows that's going on right now. And it's so much opportunity, so much work. Now, as far as online now, I mean, you can go online too, but it's nothing. It's like I said, New York is where it's at. New York is definitely where it's at with the filming. That's just what it is.
Can you explain to my listeners what's the difference between acting for television and acting for theater and Broadway? Since you're in New York and, you know, Broadway, can you explain to my listeners what's the difference between the two?
All right. Number one, with theater, there's no takes in theater. Theater, you got to give it to the audience. You have to give it to the audience about even projecting your voice from the stage so everybody can hear you. Right, there's no takes. You gotta give everybody raw. You gotta give everybody your all.
Not when you say there's no takes. In other words, you can't stop once you start. Is that what you're saying?
No. That's right. Gotcha. Like with TV now, you can, you know, make a mistake on your line. Cut. all right, let's run it back. Let's do it again. You do it three or four times. Cut, cut, cut. You know, time is money, but you can get it down three or four times.
Talk to actors is extraordinary. That you know, there's such a, because some people say they rather do theater because it's a little bit more steady paycheck, you know, and then you're on stage and you're usually at one location. In other words, like, you know, you're in one state, you're not going things
versus film.
You know, you could take 2 years of your life doing a film, and then it may be a long time before you get the next right role. How does new actors maintain themselves through those down times?
Okay, again, you find yourself having downtime, study, enhance your craft. Once you got that downtime, you got to study. You can't just sit back and not study. You got to read scripts, monologues, sharpen your tools so you can get back out when it's time to get back out there. You know, because sometimes actors, you know, get caught up. Ain't nothing happening right now, but you utilize that time and read monologues and scripts and stay studying. You know, you can't get around that.
You know, we only got about 5 minutes left in this show, so what's next for Tane Kelly?
What's next for me? Definitely. I got a couple of projects coming up right now that we'll get to shoot this year, and that's it, man. I'm just gonna keep living my dream and making things happen, man. That's it, you know. And I have a film that's on Amazon Prime right now too as well.
Okay, what is that called, so the listeners can go check it out?
It's called Convicted.
Convicted. Oh, okay. And you play which character?
I play an undercover cop named Russell in it.
Oh, okay. On Amazon Prime. Yeah. So if people, the listeners want to learn more about you, maybe there's some people out there that's getting ready to do a film or whatever, and they want to contact you, where could they do that at?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Tane Kelly. You know, Tane Kelly on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram, Ian Tank the Actor, and then I have another Instagram page that's called Mr. Ian Tank the Actor, and my Twitter page is Ian Tank the Actor. That's right. My Twitter page too.
Do you have a website where people could go to?
Oh yeah, my website is www.tankkelly.com. That's my website.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's www.tankkelly.com. That's TANKKELLY .com. All right, your final thoughts. So I'm going to give you this. If you had the opportunity to change one thing in the world, what would that be?
Peace, man. I just want all of us, you know, well, a couple of things, you know, being happy. And, you know, living in peace, man, you know, because a lot of things going on in this world, man. I just want everybody to get along and be happy and, healthy and have peace, man. That's all.
Absolutely powerful. Absolutely powerful. Yeah. Now, Tank, we're going to be looking out for you in some more projects and things like that. Have everybody go out and check out your website and the things that you're doing and foremost. And one of my last questions is this. When it comes to acting, what is your legacy you want to be when you leave this earth?
First of all, believe in yourself, and as an actor, you want to do it, it can get done. It's not going to happen overnight, but keep the faith. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and what you cannot do. Only you are in control of your destiny, you know? And the only person that can take it away from you is the Lord upstairs. But as the Lord, he sees good in everybody, so he's going to make it happen for you. But you got to want it. You got to work hard for it, and you cannot give up on any circumstance. You cannot give up, because if you give up, you say you've been doing this for like 15 years, and you decide, I don't want it no more, you know, you want to give up. That 15 years don't mean nothing. So my point, my thing to everybody, don't give up. Keep the faith and the passion. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and what you cannot do. You know, be your own cheerleader. If people don't believe in you, you believe in yourself at the end. Believe in yourself. That's it.
Very, very powerful. Tank Kelly, we appreciate you being on Bashani Magazine.
Thank you for having me.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with this. Mr. Tank Kelly said, don't give up. You got to find out what your gift is and what does it mean to you. Because at the end of the day, the only person you really got to answer to is yourself and God and God above. That's it. That's all you got to answer to. The opinions of others mean nothing. What people think about you is none of your business. It is just that simple. You got to do what you do and you do what you do best. And when you find out what it is you do, use that gift to your best ability to serve yourself and serve the world around you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or our private community at BennyOnDemand.com. By the time you hear this, we will probably be in Dubai. And for all of those that us join us, we're going to have an awesome time at the Millionaire Retreat. All right. And until next time, this is Bashani Radio. You can learn more about the show at BashaniRadio.com and click on Bashani Magazine. And once again, Mr. Tank Kelly, thank you for being on Bashani Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, like I always say, I love you and you can't do a damn thing about it. Until next time, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle, baby. Do you.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.